Track 9, and now it's back to the news. Family connection to VE Day Ulster flyover. A flyover by three Ulster aircraft to mark VE Day in Teignmouth held a special meaning for one Teignmouth family. One of the planes had been flown in the Second World War by the father of Teignmouth Town Councillor Jackie Jackson. Clutching a photo of her beloved father, Jackie was moved to tears as the three planes flew down the River Teign past Bitton House towards the estuary at 3 p.m. on VE Day. Even more poignant was the fact that the flight path past the cemetery at St Nicholas Church in Shoulden, where Jackie's father was laid to rest after he died in 2005. Jackie's father, Anthony John Beer, was born in 1920 and served in 659 Squadron in the Army Air Corps, flying an Ulster on reconnaissance missions during the Second World War. Jackie still has his logbooks detailing all his missions. When a friend of Jackie's went on holiday to North Devon and joined a pub quiz, she got chatting to a chap called Martin Bulldog and discovered he was restoring a couple of Ulsters. She told Martin that Jackie's father had flown an Ulster during the war and that she still had the logbooks. Martin was incredibly excited to learn more about the history of the planes he was restoring and met up with Jackie to look through the logbooks and hear about her father. Through the detailed records Jackie had kept, he was able to match numbers on one of the Ulsters he is restoring and discovered it was in fact the plane Jackie's father had flown. After the Ulsters were restored, Bulldog and two other pilots flew the planes to France as part of the 80th anniversary of D-Day celebrations.
Countdown to Craft Festival has begun. The multi-award-winning Craft Festival Bovey Tracy will be celebrating its 21st anniversary when it returns to Mill Marsh Park in the town from June the 6th to the 8th. Over 21 years, the not-for-profit Craft Festival has drawn over 170,000 visitors to Bovey Tracy, and independent research reports that it has contributed at least £25 million to the local economy. Over 4,000 independent craft businesses have exhibited, and over 500 startups supported over the years. The event will welcome 200 professional maker businesses from across the UK, each selected for the quality and originality of their work. Local makers exhibiting include professional woodworker Ambrose de Vivas from Ashburton, who won the coveted Best Maker in the Southwest Prize at last year's event. A special feature to celebrate the anniversary will be from Heritage Crafts, together with live demonstrations of rare heritage craft. They will deliver a program of free talks about the positive impact making can have on your well-being. Other features at the event include a rich program of craft workshops for adults to pre-book online, live craft demonstrations to watch, the mobile vintage cinema, live music by local artists, and delicious local food and drink, plus the hugely popular free children's craft tent returns with an action-packed program.
Exminster Community celebrates nature. Villagers in Exminster are organising a special event to celebrate nature. Environmental group Exminster Green Spaces has put together a packed programme of events for the evening. Exminster Loves Nature will take place on Friday the 23rd of May at the Victory Hall, with doors opening from 6:30 p.m. As well as free tree saplings being given away, there will be updates from the RSPB on Exminster marshes and details on nature in the churchyard and the latest on Ridge Top Park. Visitors will also be treated to a special guest appearance by folk artist Phil Beer. Along with the range of speakers, there will be numerous displays in the hall. These include South Devon stitches with endangered species embroidery, Exminster Green Spaces Hedgehog Corner, Devon Wildlife Trust Community and Garden Award, the Barnall Trust, and artwork by children from Exminster Community Primary School.
Pete's Coast Path Trek for Ford Park Project. A man is walking the entire length of the South West Coast Path in aid of a Newton Abbott charity. Pete Brayley began more than the 600-mile journey along England's longest waymarked long-distance footpath on the 2nd of May. Running from Minehead in Somerset along the coasts of Devon and Cornwall to Poole in Dorset, the path stretches for 630 miles. And it is in aid of Ford Park Community Project, a charity aiming to provide employment for adults with additional needs from its converted pavilion cafe, Our Pavilion. My goal is to raise £1,000 for this worthy cause and help maintain this fantastic facility, Pete said on his Just Giving page. And Pete has already achieved this goal, having raised more than £1,500 already, with the target being extended to £3,000. I'm in my 60th year and I want to do the Southwest Coast Path today because I think I can do it today, but I don't know if I'll be able to complete it another day, Pete added. Given that it rises and falls with every river mouth, the path is among one of the more challenging trails. To help make sure he completed the challenge, Pete chose to make it a fundraising event. To help me complete this challenge, I wanted an incentive to keep me going, Pete said. So I thought about raising money for a local charity or event. Your support is much appreciated, Pete added. For those wanting to support Pete, visit the Just Giving website and enter Pete's Southwest Coast Path Challenge into the search box.
Benidorm bound fire crews, Trego Mills bike challenge raises hundreds. A Teambridge fire crew gearing up to cycle to Spain in full fire service kit for charity has completed a static bike ride at Trego Mills. Chagford Fire Stations Finbar, Frank, Greg, Mark, Nick, Rex and Tom, with special guest Blaze Bear, will depart from the New York of the Mediterranean on May the 25th, with the municipality's Levant Beach serving as the finish line. The more than 1,000-mile journey is in aid of the firefighters' charity. The charity specialises in providing both physical and mental support for firefighters and their families. With no expert training or expensive bikes, the crew will cycle first to Plymouth before boarding a ferry to Spain. The crew, whose ages range from 21 to 58, have been preparing for the challenge since June 2024. And Saturday's static bike challenge at Trego was the latest part of that preparation, with the miles covered being those lost while the crew are aboard the ferry from England to Spain. The crew raised more than £250 from Saturday's challenge. Thank you to everyone who cheered us on, gave us a wave and donated, the crew said. You all helped us get closer to our target. And prior to setting off on May the 25th, the crew will be completing another static bike ride to cover the remaining ferry miles, but this time it will be at Exeter's Princess Hay on Saturday, May the 17th. Their journey can be followed on Facebook, their new page, Benidorm or Bust. To support the station, visit the Just Giving website and enter Chagford Fire Station into the search box.